Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's pretty amazing to me that I don't see any national people mentioning the Shaq Lawson precedent here. It's plain as day. Shaq Lawson, defensive end for the Bills, 2 years ago, almost to the day practically, in Philly, Bills were playing in Philly during the game, a fan taunting him verbally, and he went up and shoved the fan, reached over the railing and shoved the fan, and the league did nothing. That's simply my case for DK Metcalf, maybe only getting a fine here. Others say it should definitely be 2 games. Just got a tweet in here from somebody saying, absolutely should be 2 games. Really? Based on what? Does precedent not count at all? Anyway, a couple of writers for Steelers Depot have done good things here. Josh Carney had a great little clip of McCormick and Fatanu on one of, I don't know which one now, one of the Jaylen Warren 45-yard touchdown runs where you look back, Sean, and those two, clearly they've rehearsed this. They point at each other, maybe 20, 30 yards from the play as Warren enters the end zone. They point at each other, and then they both take a step forward and both do forward somersaults. It's tremendous.
That's awesome. I love the lineman celebrations on touchdowns.
They're the best. McCormick is very good at that. And now I've forgotten who the other person is because I can't find it. But somebody else from Steelers Depot posted great shots of Derek Harmon dominating Penei Sewell. Oh my God.
Who might be the best offensive lineman in the NFL right now?
Now, I guess he's been banged up a little bit. I don't care. This guy looked like Joe Green. He was tossing aside that man like a little rag doll. I mean, it was incredible what that guy did and does. Anyway, Nick Faribault, who I finally met in person at our fan event last week. What a nice man he is. He's from PennLive.com. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Joe. Hope you are.
Doing very well. Yes. Did you happen to see the McCormick Fatanu celebration?
I did.
Was that great or what?
Those two guys are close, man. Those two guys, Frazier and Broderick, are like the young nucleus coming together. And they are like two peas in a pod. Those two specifically on that right side. Good for them. They deserve it, man. They played one heck of a season, I think, both those guys, McCormick and Fautanu. And it's nice to see the run game finally starting to reflect, I think, some of their individual plays, because I think they've both played very good this year.
And Frazier makes it all the way to the end zone. He flattens somebody and makes it all the way to the end zone. What if this offensive line is becoming really good? What if Dylan Cook truly is a revelation? My new take is that the Steelers may be going to the Super Bowl, Nick. And I'm not kidding about that. What's yours?
I don't know about Super Bowl. I do think they can win a playoff game. And certainly I don't think there's a matchup in the playoffs where they're going to be dead in the water. And I think that's the difference this year. One, I actually think they're just a better cohesive group. And I think the other teams around them are just worse. And so that gives it a much better chance to crack your playoff drought. Super Bowl, I'm not sure I'm going to buy into that. I still think that this team's a little too hot and cold on both sides of the ball. I still think that they're not consistent enough where they play complementary football in all three phases to win three straight games to get to the Super Bowl. But I do think that this team has the ability to go into different venues. Like if they go to Denver, for example, I think they can win that game.
They might not have to, Nick. They might not have to if we believe that the AFC is you know, reverse it from the, let's say, Houston. Houston could come here for a second round game. They may play at home all the way to the AFC title game, the Steelers. They could. Rank your teams. Rank your teams in the AFC 1, 2, 3 in terms of if Nick Faribault had to bet everything he owns on this team reaching the Super Bowl. Who would be 1, 2, 3 in the AFC?
I honestly think number one right now for me would be the Bills. And I don't even think that's a very strong opinion. Josh Allen has been playing incredible football. They have great running game and James Cook. I'll take that group at least having a shot at it, but they have a lot of issues themselves. I think the Texans have the ability to get there, but I can't rank them that high.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are probably two for me. I do think that the Patriots have a nucleus. I still think that they have their own issues. I don't think the defense is that great. I think the offensive line is pretty substandard. I still think their weapons are one or two pieces away from really being legit. But Drake May is playing at such a high level, I'd probably take him too. Three. This one might catch people by surprise, but I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are three.
Yeah.
I think the Jags are playing really good football and doing so extremely quietly. I just think the Jags have an offense that is high octane. I think Trevor Lawrence is finally finding his own. Jacoby Myers has opened up a lot of things. But again, like, they have issues. The defense isn't nearly as good as you would think. The offensive line has been a little shoddy at times. Like, it's not a perfect group. So those would be my top three, I think. But, you know, I could see the Texans doing it because I think they have the best defense of the field. The Broncos, similar. They have a great defense. The Steelers are kind of, if you want to make an argument for the Steelers, I think you can. I think, you know, you have Aaron Rodgers. He's been there, done that. Mike Tomlin has been in the playoffs so much. He's experienced. The Steelers are going to be the most tenured group in the playoffs if they make it, which seems more likely than not now. And that will be big, I think, for them. But they're also just hitting the peak at the right time. And you can even make an argument for the Chargers. I know the Chargers don't have an offensive line, but their defense is playing. It's the best it has, and Justin Herbert looks great. So I think this field is so fascinating because I can really argue any of the seven teams could make the run.
That's the thing, Nick. And you say the Broncos with their great defense. I've been on the Broncos I picked the Broncos to win that division this year. I've won bets on Bo Nix against Nick Costos. However, I've had the fortune or maybe misfortune of watching pretty much two entire Broncos games the past 2 weeks, and their defense stunk in both games. Jordan Love did whatever he wanted for a lot of that game until they started getting injured. And who did they play? Jacksonville tore them up in Denver. Tore them up. They could have had 50. They had 34. So suddenly I've got some serious questions about Denver. And I'll tell you this. I'll make this prediction right now, Dr. Farabaugh. If the Denver Broncos lose to the Chargers in the season finale and lose the division and wind up coming here, the Steelers will not just beat them, but pound them. How do you like that?
Ooh, that's interesting. I do think it's interesting that Love and Lawrence did it. I mean, that's been one way you can defeat Vance Joseph's defenses is he's had trouble over his career against the Shanahan McVay offenses, and both those guys, LaFleur and Cohen, run similar things to that.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith, by the way, is a LaFleur type of coach. I can see it. And the Steelers suddenly are targeting the middle of the field, and that has led to more explosive passing plays.
Why are they doing that, Nick? I got asked in my mailbag today, why are the Steelers suddenly doing it? Let's see if my reasons jibe with yours. One, Rodgers is simply insisting upon it. Two, when you run the ball, it sets up play action over the middle of the field. And three, they're using Pat Freiermuth a little bit more, and he's a middle of the field maven, if you will. Your thoughts?
I think all those kind of jive to a degree. I think maybe my biggest reason, I just think he trusts Adam Thielen a lot more than the other guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
that too.
Three of those receptions happened to Thielen on third and longs over the middle of the field. Thielen had three big conversions to move the chains.
Yes, he did.
I just think he's trusting his guys more. I think there's more trust in those guys. I mean, now, should he trust MVS as much as he does? I don't know. We saw him drop a deep ball. But that is, I think, the biggest thing. He is trusting this offense. I think Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers, unlike what Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson did last year, where those two butted heads and never really meshed their visions together, I think you have seen Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith bring a vision of a Rodgers offense and what Arthur Smith does, and it has melded together, and you are seeing these two really click it off. And I think you're just seeing an offensive coordinator and a quarterback on the same page. And now you have a quarterback confident in his offensive line, confident in his pass catchers.
Yes.
And you have the personnel groupings kind of starting to come together, right? We're seeing more Pat Freiermuth. He's outsnapped Jonnu Smith three straight games now. Kenny Gainwell and Jaylen Warren, their usage has changed a little bit more. Jaylen Warren's getting more third down usage. We're seeing Kenny get more early down usage. They're finding ways to get him on the field. And we're just seeing more wide receiver usage. And it's just working. They are more confident.
That's why they're going to the Super Bowl. That's why they're going to the Super Bowl. I'm starting to believe it more and more as I talk about it because of this AFC. So your three teams in order. Your three teams in order. Please repeat that, Sean. I mean, Seth. I mean, Nick.
I would say Bills, Patriots, Jaguars, personally.
Bills, Patriots, Jaguars.
Yeah.
Bills, Patriots. You want to hear my three teams?
Sure.
Sorry I called you, Seth. I'll tell you why that happened. Well, it doesn't matter, really. Obviously, Seth is working right next to me here. I don't know why I called. Well, so is Sean. Because I call Sean and Seth. That's why. You ready for my three in order?
Yes. Let's do it.
Patriots, Steelers, Jags. And it's the Patriots because Drake May is an absolute star. That's why. I do think they're vulnerable in the ground game. I do, and I'm still just reeling over seeing Derrick Henry on the sidelines in a straitjacket, basically, because John Harbaugh put him there after he was tearing through the Patriots on the preceding series in the fourth quarter, and he wasn't out there. So I actually think that, no, you know what? I'm changing it, Nick. Here's my three most likely Super Bowl teams. Steelers, Patriots, Jags. You like it?
Steelers number one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I sure do like it. Yeah.
I struggle, and I still have trepidation with the Steelers for the exact reasons I said. I need to see them put it all together, man. Play four quarters of complimentary ball. I thought they were going to do it this week.
I mean, they came close enough, didn't they? That's a great Detroit offense that they still held a touchdown under its average, and they scored a safety, so they plus minus was 22, I think.
Listen, it is, but they've also done this against Baltimore, where they had a great start defensively, and then Lamar nearly came back. They won, yes, but it happened in that game. I need to see a full four. And the reason I need to see a full four is, let's say the Steelers get into the wild card round, and it's Buffalo that comes here.
Yeah.
And the Steelers get out to a hot start, and they're up 28-10 in the third quarter. I think Josh Allen could gun them down and win 31-20.
Josh Allen could beat anybody. Don't get me wrong, but I've seen every snap of that team, and you and I both know that that defense stinks. They made shit for a while in that game. They were making Shedeur Sanders look like Joe Montana. They have problems defensively. Buffalo could actually win the Super Bowl because of him, but the odds are heavily, heavily against it because of really a crap defense. That's a team that got blown out by Atlanta and Miami, for God's sakes. The Patriots, I said, are vulnerable against the run. We saw that the other night. The Texans don't really have an offense. I'm sorry, but if you go on the road and your running game consists of Nick Chubb and the other guy, who I can't remember, what's his name, the starter? I can't remember his name.
Marion Hampton. No.
Marks?
Woody Marks is there, Nick Chubb.
They might as well have Woody Allen in their backfield. I don't trust that offense. In fact, if they come here for a playoff game, the Steelers will hold the Texans to 10 points or less. The Broncos we just talked about, and the Chargers' offensive line is ravaged. The Chargers are pretty dangerous, though. I do. I might put them fourth, even ahead of the Bills and Texans. Steelers have suddenly gotten hot, Nick. And I look around, and I see their strength in every area. And that Derek Harmon guy, combined with Y.A. Black, that was some serious stuff they just did to a great Detroit run game. They embarrassed it. They did things that Mean Joe Green and Jack Lambert would be proud of. The numbers they put up, 7 carries for 2 yards for Jahmyr Gibbs. Are you kidding me? Yep. So maybe I've lost my mind by now predicting them to go to the Super Bowl or putting them in first place, but it's just such a pockmarked AFC.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Don't you agree?
It is. And so I don't think you can rule it out. I think the Steelers are such an... I kind of think they're just such a slightly above average team. They're a good team, but I'm not sure they're good enough to win the Super Bowl or make it there. And here's the other thing, you know, you think about all those 7 of those teams we just mentioned, and, you know, I think we could talk about, hey, did the Steelers get hot? And they are getting hot, but almost every other team in the field is hot. The Broncos won 11 in a row before their loss against the Jags. The Patriots have won 11 of their last 12. The Jags have won 6 in a row. The Chargers have won 7 of their last 8. Texans have won 7 in a row.
Bills
have won 7 of their last 9. So all those teams are super hot right now in the AFC. And so it's kind of interesting to see, but I mean, listen, this is the year for the Steelers. I mean, they can make a legit run. They have pieces. I'm not going to bet on them yet. I still need to see a little more. But I will tell you this, no matter who they draw in the first round, I can absolutely see the Steelers winning that game. I honestly, and this is maybe one of my takes, you look at the Broncos, I would much rather face them than the Chargers. And right now it's looking like, you know, Los Angeles might be the likeliest team for Pittsburgh in the first round. I think that is the matchup they honestly at this point, maybe you don't want that matchup.
Yeah, but what if
just because I think the Chargers are playing really good football between finding a run game with a depleted O-line.
Yeah. Well, what if they win that division? What if they win that? All they have to do is win out here. They have to win their game this week. I forget who they play. And then they got to win at home against Denver. I think it's very possible that the Chargers, and they already beat Denver. So I think it's very possible they could win this thing. Jacksonville is very, very interesting. They've beaten Houston, Carolina, San Francisco, Kansas City, the Chargers, the Broncos in Denver. Like, that's a pretty good resume that they have going for them. Trevor Lawrence is playing maybe the best football of his career. ETN is looking like the guy they drafted all those years ago. They're very, very dangerous. But here's the other thing going for the Steelers, Nick, potentially, is for once they stand to be healthy and rested going into the playoffs. I don't remember the last time that happened. Watt missed the playoff game in Buffalo a few years back. Now I'm assuming he'll be back. Maybe that's a bad assumption. But if you have him, you have Cam Hayward rested, Alex Highsmith, who seems to always be hurt, rested and ready to go and healthy, man, that just makes a huge difference in your weapons on offense, if you so choose. And that leads to my last question. I know you got to get to Tomlin. If the Ravens lose, how many starters are you sitting in this game Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because they're going to prepare everyone like they're playing. And I don't think they're going to fully sit guys even if the Ravens lose. I think that'll be for the Week 18 game. I just don't think you're going to sit your quarterback, for example, for two games. I just think that is asking for Russ to come into play, and Steelers don't want that to happen. So I don't think that happens. But I think they'll minimize guys. Like, they'll minimize him. They'll probably minimize Cam. I think they'll minimize.
What do you mean minimize? How can they minimize the quarterback? By playing a careful game plan?
Yeah, doing that. You know, if things get out of hand early, and certainly they can because Cleveland's not very good. You know, you can get him out of there after the first half, something of that sort. You just have put through a whole game plan for him, though, throughout a week. He's going to be the first team quarterback. I just think it's going to be hard to fully pivot. And so I do think that they're going to minimize him. I think they'll minimize Cam. I think they'll minimize, you know, I think Herbig will be back this week. So you can minimize Highsmith probably because you'll have the numbers to do so. I think you can minimize Jalen Ramsey.
Yes.
I think you can just minimize the
running
older
backs,
guys.
Gainwell and Warren. Warren's had some injury history. Yep. I know this sounds almost nuclear, but if the Ravens win that game, I'm sitting Ramsey, Highsmith, Herbig, Hayward. I'm not so sure I wouldn't sit Harmon. He's been battling injuries a lot of the year, and now we're finding out how important that guy is. Rodgers, Metcalf is already probably sitting, and my two running backs. How do you like that?
I can get down with it. I mean, I'd also, you know, rest the other injured guys. Like, there's no reason to push Brandon Echols with the groin. There's no reason to push, say, Amalo back with his tricep. There's no reason to push Calvin back with his hammy. Like, let the guys get healthy, which I think is just really positive for the Steelers. They need it, right? Because they haven't had a bye week since, geez, what was it, first week of October? So it's been a very long time for them since their bye week. So they need this rest. And so I can buy it. And I want to see Caleb Johnson, right? I want to see him get legit run. I want to see what that third round pick is.
Would you rather see Rudolph or Will Howard if it comes to that in the final? Let's take the final game against the Ravens if it's a non-starter. You know, doesn't mean anything. Are they better off playing Mason or to get his reps in before the playoffs in case he's needed? Or do we get a little Will Howard?
I would like to see Will Howard in that
Me
game.
Too.
I want to evaluate him. You don't even have preseason tape to evaluate the kid. At least give him some tape to evaluate this offseason, I think, outside of the practice setting. I think that's important. And you have a full week to ramp him up. I totally understand if the Ravens lose and they clinch and you clinch the AFC North on Saturday night. You didn't prepare Will Howard at all going through the week. You don't want to start him on a win. I get that.
That's why you get Rudolph your reps in the Cleveland game. You get him the reps in the Cleveland game, so he's ready. You rest Rodgers, who still has a broken wrist. I know concerns about rhythm. I get it. Rhythm versus rest is not an even consideration to me. Rest and health far exceed rhythm for me anyway as a concern. And then for the final game, Nick, what better entertainment value than Will Howard handing off to Caleb Johnson and throwing to Roman Wilson and Scotty Miller?
Right. I mean, I'm at least here for it. I'd bring some, if they could, I'd bring some of the practice squad guys up.
Yes.
You know, I remember back in training camp, we were talking about how interesting Max Herleman was. Like, let's see that guy on the field. He's had some big assignments on the scout team. Like, he was Amon-Ra St. Brown this past week. He's an interesting little slot receiver. Like, let's bring him up. You know, just see some of these young guys that they have just on the roster, dotting the roster. At corner, for example, Daryl Porter Jr. got his first elevation last week. Well, he had a really good camp. He's a rookie. Bring him up and start
bring him up.
Let's just see these young cats
and see
what they can do.
I'm with you, man. Have fun over at Tomlin. We'll talk about just in the end, 10 seconds or less, because we spent the whole hour on it. What's going to happen with Metcalf, in your opinion? One game, two game, no games.
I think it gets reduced to one.
So do I. I agree with that. I think it's going to get reduced to one. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Sorry I called you Sean and Seth during that.
It's all good. All good.
See you, buddy. All right. That was interesting. Can you imagine if the season finale is Will Howard handing off to Caleb Johnson and throwing to Scotty Miller and Roman Wilson?
They might score 60 with that trio.
I'll tell you what, I would honestly be riveted to that thing. I really would. This is just getting better here. Steelers, Bears in the Super Bowl, Sean? Steelers, Niners is what you're hoping for, right?
Yes. This is definitely one of the seasons where there's not a clear favorite, I don't think, on either side.
How about a state championship? They can have Steelers-Eagles maybe at the Hershey Dome in Hershey. Does that place still exist, the dome they used to have there?
Not for football, I don't think.
I know. They could convert it just for that game.
They could.
How about Steelers-Eagles at Beaver Stadium for the Super Bowl? They moved the site.
There's not going to be a big football game at Beaver Stadium anytime soon, so why not throw that one in there?
Very good line by you.
It was just over a year ago I went up for their playoff game against SMU.
Did you?
Things have changed drastically since then. Yes, it was very, very cold.
That's putting it mildly.
Yes.
How about Steelers-Rams, the Sean McVay Bowl?
Yeah, the Rams, I would say, might be my favorite for the NFC, but they might have a very difficult path.
How about Steelers-Seahawks in a rematch and Mike Holmgren can throw out the first pitch?
I'm not quite sold on Seattle as much as many people.
How about Steelers-Green Bay in another Super Bowl rematch? Chris Kimoyatu can throw out the first pitch. Maybe Rashard Mendenhall could.
That would be...
What if Mendenhall was asked? What if he was asked to do the coin flip and he came out and just intentionally fumbled it? That would be tremendous. What about Steelers? Who else could it be? Steelers, Packers, Steelers, Bears, Steelers, Eagles. No, that's about it. How about Steelers, Panthers?
What I was going to say, whoever comes out of the South, and that's not going to be a very good team in all likelihood.
Steelers against the Fighting Baker Mayfields. He's the one who played them in a playoff game 4 years ago. Remember that one?
I do.
When a guy named Frank showed up in their huddle, and Stefanski wasn't even on the sidelines.
No.
I guess I'm giddy here because I'm off tomorrow. I am happy
you
about
that. You
have
big plans for the day?
No, nothing.
Sometimes those are the best days. No plans. Just enjoy it all as it comes to you.
I'm just starting to sense something about this team. I'm telling you. Aaron Rodgers is really, he's really on a heater, and you can tell in everything he does. Do you have that little clip of him? This is tremendous from NFL Films. And he showed up like this for the Ravens game, just in a competitive frenzy. He showed up for the Ravens game. It's been that way ever since. And now he's really feeling it. And I think this was Campbell trying to tackle him, not Dan, the linebacker.
Jack.
Yeah. Running Rodgers out of bounds. You remember that little scramble to the right. And then Rodgers offers to pick him up, and Campbell declines. If it was Dan Campbell, he would have bit his kneecap. But Jack Campbell declines, and turn it up so people can hear Rodgers then barking back. I think lightheartedly in a way, but there was an edge to it when he barked back at Campbell.
Oh, you don't want me to help you pick it up? No. Why? Because you're slower than a 42-year-old? Is that why? You're slower than 42-year-old?
That is tremendous. I mean, this is great stuff. Play that again. Maybe turn it down a slight bit. And it's just great.
Oh, you don't want me to help you pick it up? No. Why? Because you're slower than a 42-year-old? Is that why? You're slower than a 42-year-old?
Just great stuff. Am I right about that?
Yes. He and Phil Rivers, those old guys, they can talk some smack.
He really can. And he talked the week before to a guy in Miami. He said, you're still talking crap? It's 21-3. That's what he said to their sidelines. This is getting better and better. I sense something happening. I'm changing my opinion. I don't care what anybody thinks of that. And I think they might darn well go to the Super Bowl. I really do. I honestly believe that right now. If you're telling me they're going
to
show up.
Go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I can't
predict.
Could
you take it a step further? What do
you want me to predict that they'll win it? It's too early for that, Sean.
If you think that they could go through the AFC, then you would certainly, I would suspect that they could hang with any team in the NFC at this point too, though, right?
Unless you think the Rams are still the best team in football despite their loss to Seattle, which I do.
Maybe, but I don't think they're the best team by a wide margin by any means if they are the best team at all.
Who would you singularly want to avoid? Well, we have to go. The Tomlin News Conference is at the top of the hour, and I apologize. I've talked too much. The Assisted Goals Foundation is helping keep kids in hockey. Join us December 27th, 28th at the RMU Island Sports Center Garden Park during the Nutcracker Tournament for an equipment sale. Shop discounted used gear from 11 to 4 each day. Sale proceeds help support annual scholarships. Thanks to partners Played Again Sports, Cranberry Township. The Assisted Goals Foundation helping keep kids in hockey. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit southhillskia.net. We continue on here. First, I've got some FanDuel to talk about because there's a lot happening. Treats for everybody. Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge. Because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Starkey to get in that holiday spirit. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey. FanDuel, play your game. 21 plus, present, Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.